Avos per Gimel Mishnah Zion 3:7 and in some versions 3:6. This is Rabbi Chalafta Mendoza, Ish Kfar Hananya, the head of the town of Kfar Hananya. This is a place kind of just south of Meron in the north. And he basically echoes the sentiment we had back on Mishnah base of Hashem, the Hashras, Hashchina, Hashem's presence being with people when they learn Torah. I should point out that the Bar Tanura's version of this Mishnah, his Girsa, is that we're talking about Yoshvin Bedin, when Dayanim, judges, are communing to figure out a ruling in a case, but I'm going to leave that shot aside for now and go with the rest of what we have in front of us, which is that it's people learning Torah. And here he says inside, Asara Shiyoshvin Va'oskin B'Torah, 10 people who sit and learn Torah, Shechina Shriya B'nehen, the Torah dwells amongst them. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Elohim Nitzav Ba'adas El. Hashem stands in the congregation of God. Now, this, the context of that verse in Tehillim, this proof text in Tehillim Pei Beis, really is about the justice system and Batei Din, Dinei Torah. But the opening thought here is that Hashem stands in the Adas Kel, in the congregation of God. Now, the word Adas or Ada means a congregation. This is a group of 10. And we know that from the fact that when Hashem talks about having to shoulder, or admasai la'eda hara hazos, how long do I have to deal with this rotten Eda? So the Eda there were the spies who spied on Israel. There were a total of 10 rotten spies, because two of them were good, and other 10 were bad. So that's how we know Eda. In general, the word Eda means a group who come together for a particular purpose, like the word Ya'ad is like destiny, or they stand to testify, for something like the word edus, like witnesses. So in contrast to things like a tzibor or a kehila, an eda comes together with a specific unifying goal, if you will, like in the context of the spies. Every time you have a minion, 10 guys come together to daven together, so their agenda is to daven together, that's an eda. So if people come together to learn Torah with that purpose, they're an eda, and Hashem comes to stand with them. Umanayin afilu chamisha. How do you know even 5 people who get together and learn Torah together, that the Shekhinah is there? Shneimar, the pasuk says, va'agudaso al eretz yisada. Now, an aguda means something like a group or a bunch. So it's understood to refer to, literally means like something you can grasp in your hand. Like you have an aguda, like you might make a aguda achas for your lulav and esrog and the like. But the hand has, like, you know, 5 fingers that hold together. The idea is that the Guda is a group of 5 people. That's connection. The interposing thumb is opposable thumb, I should say, is called a gudal. I think it might be etymologically connected. I'm not perfectly sure. But the point is that you have 5 things coming together to grasp, and that is an aguda, a group of 5 is the minimum. That's how the proof text here is working. And the context of the pasuk says, this is a pasuk from the Navi Amos. He says, Abona b'shemay ma'alosav, Hashem builds in heaven his high places, and then v'agudas al aretz yisada, and the people who come together on the ground, also like in service of him to learn his Torah, yisada, he acts as their foundation. He founds it for them. Okay, so Hashem comes there to be with them. Umanayin afilu shlosha, how do you know even 3 people who sit and learn Torah together? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Bekerav Elohim Yishpot, in the midst of Elohim here means judges. Hashem, in the midst of the judges, Hashem will rule. This is the second part of that pasuk we had before with the 10. In other words, Tilim Pebeis pasuk Aleph starts out talking about the Adas Kel, and then he says, Bekerav Elohim Yishpot, since the context of that chapter of Tehillim is talking about judges, Elohim in that verse is referring to judges, not to God. So it's in the midst of the judges, Hashem will judge. So you see Hashem comes there when there are 3 men together. Here it's Dinei Torah, a Dinei Torah, but it's like as if they're learning Torah because that's one and the same. And in fact, the Tosav Yontov says, the whole way through this Mishnah, the Bar Tanura is learning that we're talking about 10 judges and 5 judges, now 3 judges getting together. But he says, even if it's about judges, so of course, Kol Shekain, if it's people who are learning, that Hashem will be there present. Umanayin afilu shnayim. How do you know about even two people sitting learning Torah together? Shneimar, as the pasuk says, this is exactly the same pasuk we even had for the same point that we had back in Mishnah Beis. Az nidbru yirei Hashem ish el re'ehu. And, you know, the yirei Hashem, those who fear Hashem, will cause each other to speak. The two fellows, one to the other. So ish el re'ehu is two people, a man and his friend. V'yakshev Hashem v'yishma. Hashem will pay attention and listen. So you see Hashem come to listen and be part of this discussion of two Yirei Hashem talking in Torah, as I said before. And now, Uminai Nefilu Echad, how do you know even one person? Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, again, the Bartunah has a different gear, so he really has the same Pasuk we had in Mishnah Beis, but this Mishnah has a different one. The Pasuk here says, B'chol HaMakom Asher Azkir Es Shemi, in any place where I cause my name to be mentioned, I person sitting and learning, and I put, you know, the kochos into their brain, into their mouth to learn Torah and, you know, learn my Torah, mention my name. Avo alecha uverachticha, I will come to you, that person who's learning, and bless you. So you see, Hashem comes even to one person. And that's the Mishnah. Now, there's an obvious question, which is, wait a second. If even for one person Hashem's coming, who needs other levels? So the idea is that Hashem comes even for one person, but there's like more of a manifestation of Hashras HaShechina as you get more people at these different cutoff points, 1, 2, 3, 5, 10. And there's a sort of indicated by the words here. One person just avo Hashem comes, like I guess for a moment. The akshev Hashem v'yishma, for two people Hashem pays attention for like a longer moment, if you will, whatever it is. And then if you have three people, so then already Hashem is like Yoshev, he's Bekerev Elokim Mishpat, he's in their midst, that's a longer kind of period. And then if you have five people, then it's Vagudaso al Eretz Yisada, he makes a foundation, a more permanent connection, if you will. And finally, if it's 10 people, then it's Elokim Nitzav Ba'adaskel, Hashem he stands there as a permanent fixture, if there's 10 people. So you see the idea is that there's sort of a more intense or longer lasting or manifestation of the Shekhinah being present when the people learn together. There's a basic halacha that comes out of this, halacha concept, which is Shulchan Aruch Paskins. If you have a Beis Midrash in your town, you should be learning the Beis Midrash, not by yourself in the shul, but with everybody else, because with the Chabura, Barov HaMahadras Melech, and the Hashem's more present, it's good for you, it's good for the community, it's good for everyone learning. And Hashem, therefore, is more connected to a group and a play people learning in a group than a person learning by himself.